The Ramban is a very famous question in the beginning of the Parsha, which is Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha Me'Eretzcha Me'Latcha Beis Avicha. It doesn't say why Hashem told this to Avram. He's giving him a good deal, right? Tak, you have to travel a little, but Ve'eskol good Godol, Vagad Lo Shemecha, Ve'Bracha, all these great things, the future of the whole world. So why did Hashem pick Avram? It's not fair. Why didn't he pick Tom, Dick, or Harry? So okay, the Ramban says, oh, Pashat, because Avram was Moshe Nefesh, he broke the idols, he was willing to give his life for belief in Hashem, to be thrown into the Kibshan Ha'esh, it's obvious. But then he just asks the question, okay, so why didn't the Torah say so? Right? I mean, if there's a very good reason, why did the Torah leave it out? Like, a lot of stories about the Avos are here. This is the most inspiring story about all the Avos. Why isn't it in the Chumash? So the Ramban has trouble coming up with a convincing answer to this. The Ramban says, he gives a very technical answer, which is not so satisfying. He says, well, because then you'll have to discuss how he was brought up to trial in front of the idol worshippers and argued with them, and you'll have to have mentions of all the arguments the idol worshipper made, and it's pasnish for the Torah to mention all the arguments of the idol worshippers, so the Torah had to leave it out. Not a technical explanation, which did not necessarily leave us fully satisfied. The Maharal makes a yesod out of it. Those who are osik and lumdus always like to distinguish between the reason behind the rav always like to distinguish especially in tachanus derabanan, the reason behind something and the nature of the halos in and of itself. So the Maharal says pashut, the reason behind Hashem's bechiras Avraham was zechuyos, because Avraham's moser nefesh to break the idols, to be thrown into the kibshan ha'esh, and all the other wonderful things that he did, nefesh arsa becharan and v'chuli. But if the Torah had said the reason behind Bechiras Avram, one might mistakenly think that that's not just the Tamiya Mitzvah, the reason behind it. One might mistakenly think that's the essential nature of the Chalos Bechira. That Avram's Chalos Bechira is a Bechira mitoch Tzidkus, and therefore it's a Bechira al Tanai, it's Ava Tluya Bedavar. That Hashem chose Avram because Avram was a Tzaddik. Therefore Avram's chosen as long as he's a Tzaddik. Zera Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Bnei Yisrael are Hashem's special nation as long as we're tzaddikim. If we go off the derech and start doing avirus and worship idols like the other people in Avram's time, then we would stop being chosen people. And that's exactly what the Christians said all the generations, right? The Christians all believed in the Bible. They believed that the five books of Moses were revealed by God to Moses. So then why aren't the Jews a chosen people? It says in the Bible. Say, they were chosen, I'll deny that they behaved, but then they worshipped idols, look in the books of the Nevi'im, and therefore they're not anymore Chas V'Shalom. So the Maharal says that's why the Torah, perhaps almost misleading, makes it look like Hashem chose Avram Stam arbitrarily for no reason. Because of course Hashem had a reason, but the reason is the reason. The nature of the Bechira that Hashem did, the Chalos Bechira, is Stam, is Avash Ein Tluya B'Davar, is Bli Tanai. And therefore the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram Stam, to show that Hashem chose Avram Stam, the Jewish people are Hashem's nation Stam, regardless whether they live up to the original reason behind it or not. We're still Hashem's nation forever. We are the chosen people, and that's why it starts, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Shabbat Shalom.